Illinois' predatory profiteering leaders. Wow, just wow. The unholy trinity of J.B. Pritzker, creepy State Representative Kelly Cassidy, and her creepy wife Candace Gingrich, who goes by the pronoun they, hashtag eye roll, are profiting from one of their efforts to destroy everything good that's left in Illinois. And yes, people who promote feticide, taxpayer funding of feticide, homosexuality, and cross-sex impersonation are creepy, uber creepy. Now, through the legalization of recreational marijuana, they're trying, by sucking money out of Illinoisans' pockets while keeping them stoned, to dig Illinois out of the fiscal gorge they and their ideological allies have dug. If it's not bad enough that Gingrich has worked for the Human Rights Campaign for 23 years, the Chicago Times reported on July 31st that she, quote, will serve as vice president and head of business development for Revolution Florida, a sister company to Illinois-based Revolution Enterprises. Revolution makes a variety of cannabis products, including food, beverages, topicals, and pet products. Gingrich will also serve as the company's ambassador to the LGBTQ community. Gingrich plans to establish LGBTQ-focused medical cannabis treatment centers and increase economic opportunities for LGBTQ people in the sector, end quote. Gingrich's fake wife, Kelly Cassidy, was the lead sponsor of the massive marijuana legalization measure signed into law last month, which followed close on the heels of the massive human slaughter bill that Cassidy led the charge on. But the creepy couple assert that since Gingrich was hired after the bill passed in late May, there's nothing to see here, folks, so just move along. Pritzker, too, scoffs at the idea that there is any connection between his support for the pot bill and the business interests of relatives. In his case, his second cousin, Joseph Pritzker, and Joseph Pritzker's father, Nicholas Pritzker, who head up a capital investment firm that has poured money into a pair of cannabis-related ventures, PAX Labs and MG Freeway. Tau Capital Partners, which Nicholas Pritzker co-founded, was an early investor in the e-cigarette company Juul, which was developed by the cannabis vaporizer company PAX. Due to the concerns of many that the slow death of the tobacco industry will result in Juul moving into the burgeoning cannabis industry, on June 7th, U.S. Representative Raja Krishnamurthy, chair of the House Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Policy, sent a letter to Juul requesting, among other things, this, and I quote, all documents, including memoranda and communications, referring or relating to proposals, plans, and or intended partnerships or collaborations between Juul and any cannabis-related companies, including but not limited to Kronos Group, a Canada-based cannabis company, end quote. Last year, Pritzker's campaign claimed, quote, the governor had not spoken to the family members about marijuana policy or anything else in a long time, end quote. First, how long is a long time? Second, not speaking to family members about policy pertaining to business interests related to marijuana that he knows they have is hardly a defense. Oh, but there is more. The Sun-Times quoted Dr. Kevin Sabat, president of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, who exposed that the Chicago way of profiting while harming Illinoisans thrives. And I quote him, Governor Pritzker worked to buy off legislators during the budget process in closed-door meetings, and now his family will vastly benefit. Senator Van Pelt was putting plans in place to obtain a marijuana license while the bill was being written. According to a May 21st article in the Sun-Times, starting last January, Van Pelt was marketing investment seminars and leading a company that intends to obtain licenses to grow and sell marijuana in the state. She was also named as a co-sponsor of a bill to legalize the drug statewide. Last January, Senator Patricia Van Pelt, Democrat from Chicago, began advertising on social media her $100 seminars on how to profit from recreational pot once it was legalized. According to the Sun-Times, less than 4 months later, those seminars and another cannabis-related business Van Pelt is involved with are being investigated by the Illinois Secretary of State's office. A damning news report from WCIA in Springfield on Van Pelt's scheme reveals that scheming isn't exactly new to Van Pelt. And I quote, "In 2015, while in office, she promoted a multi-level marketing pyramid scheme that later ended abruptly when its owners were convicted for dodging taxes and defrauding investors of $4 million," end quote. The Sun-Times also reported the extent of Van Pelt's troubling entanglements with the cannabis industry, and I quote, "In addition to charging nearly $100 to watch her online cannabis investment seminars, Van Pelt also serves as the president of Wakana for Life. The multi-level marketing company aims to win licenses to grow and sell pot, according to company CEO Melissa Boston Atoyebi. On April 20th, considered a holiday among pro-pot advocates, Van Pelt and her co-investors sold tickets to a seminar they held on the cannabis industry at the Harold Washington Cultural Center in Bronzeville," end quote. According to WCIA, Van Pelt's actions represent not only a violation of ethics guidelines for lawmakers, but perhaps even state law. And I quote WCIA, "Undeterred by ethics laws that prohibit public officials from using their office to enrich themselves, Van Pelt uses her personal Facebook page to post images of her private meetings with Governor J.B. Pritzker, including images of March 21st Legislative Black Caucus meeting agenda, which outlined how the state should prioritize marijuana shop licenses for Black business owners. Van Pelt's personal involvement in a company that could reap handsome profits in the wake of legalization has raised ethical questions about the potential for a conflict of interest. Several members of the Legislative Ethics Commission, who are legally restricted from discussing open investigations, said they were unaware of Van Pelt's activities but acknowledged that her actions were troublesome and that they could easily trigger an ethics complaint to the Legislative Inspector General," end quote. Van Pelt signed on to the recreational marijuana bill as a co-sponsor in early May. The WCIA expose came out on May 14th. The Sun-Times reported that shortly after her scheme was exposed, quote, "new conflict of interest provisions were added to the marijuana measure just before the Illinois Senate passed it, banning lawmakers and their family members as well as state employees from being able to get a cannabis business license for 2 years," end quote. Then, on May 15th, Van Pelt was removed as a co-sponsor of the bill. The creepy actions of creepy leaders like Pritzker, Cassidy, and Van Pelt help explain the growing movement to have Chicago go its own way, that is, to become a separate state. And they help explain the mass exodus of Illinoisans to places with green pastures rather than fetid swamps.